Read from the Proverbs every day. It will be good for you. That's what my father used to tell me, because he knew that I was young and had foolish thoughts and did foolish things, as most young people do at one time or another. And he knew that I needed wisdom. And as I grew to be an adult and I came to a solid faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I began to understand that I did not have any wisdom. I did not have any rightness within me that I had not received from God. Listen to what Solomon, the king of Israel, tells us of the wisdom that his father David gave to him. It's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to receive words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and what is right, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace upon your head and chains around your neck. You see, Solomon is teaching us, as his father taught him, that the fear of the Lord is a beginning of knowledge or wisdom. That means to understand that we are accountable to God for what we do. It's not just becoming a better person, and we're certainly for that. And it's not about avoiding the things that are wrong and doing the things that are right. We certainly want to do that. But it is the knowledge that we are accountable to our Creator for how we live our life and what we do and say. And it is this understanding that we are accountable to God that puts a certain fear in our heart if we live a life that is evil. And we do not try to live a life that is good. Now, this takes God's grace. We don't do it by ourselves. But it is this fear of the Lord that yields ourselves to the grace of God in Christ Jesus and gives us the knowledge of salvation. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you that I had a father who was wise, but his wisdom came from you, and he tried to pass that along to me. It took me a while to understand that and realize that, Lord. I thank you for my father that gave me good advice, that to know that I'm accountable to you, and that is the beginning of wisdom. That is the beginning of seeking repentance, a change of mind in my life, and receiving your grace. It's so wonderful, Lord. And I know that I don't have a thing except what you have given me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.